It's once again Erev Shabbos, and this Shabbos we read Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh u'noichin lefnoisen lefnechem hayoim brocho uklolo. And all the commentaries ask, why does the Pasuk start Veloshen Yochid? And it continues Veloshen Rabim. Re'eh u'noichin oisen lefnechem. Libi Yoimeli. Each and every Jew, each and every one of us, needs to see not only his own benefit, his own well-being, he needs to see all the others. And we need to bear in mind that we bear responsibility not only for our own deeds and actions, but how our deeds and actions, what we do and what we do not do, will affect others. And we bear responsibility for that as well. I heard many times from my great Rebbe, the Kloizer Moger Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levrocha, the Baal Divrei Yatzev, quoting the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim said that the Rebbe of Rebbe Le Bornstein osed litein esadin for the millions of neshamas that Klal Yisrael lost, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lost. Who was that label of Bornstein? Leon Trotsky, one of the foremost leaders of the Bolshevik Revolution. As a child, he grew up in a Jewish family and his name was labeled Bornstein. And obviously his Malamed didn't do very well. The Chofetz Chaim said that he bears responsibility for the millions that were lost to Yiddishkeit. And it goes both ways. Mide toive merube me midas por onus chomesh meyus pa'omi. The Chofetz Chaim in Parsha Shemois, when the Pasuk says, Vayetev Elohim lemiyalois vayerev ha'am. Chofetz Chaim says more children were born. One generation, two generations, thousands, hundreds of thousands. And it is all to the benefit of the Mialdois, the Mesiras Nefesh, saving Jewish babies. Yes, we bear responsibility for better and for worse, not only on the direct things we do or refrain from doing, but also in the indirect results. And the Gemara says at the end of Masechet Yuma, Sheshem Shemai Messiah Valyotchu, Odom Shalomad Toiro, Vidibure Benachesim Abriyos, Masoi Matonai Beyamuna. He deals with honesty. He's honest, polite, caring, compassionate. Habriyos ma oimrim olav, ru'uze shalom etoire kamenu amasav, kamenu tukonim drochav. Ashrov shalom etoire, ashra yovev shalim de toire, ashra rabbi shalim de toire, venim tzishem shemayim in nesai vel yadcho. In an indirect way, he brings people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closer to Torah, and he reaps the benefit. Mi shalom etoire ve'ein diburoi ve'nachasim habriyos. Ve'ein masoi ve'matoi ve'emuna. What would people say? Briyos ma'oim rem olav, ra'uze shalom ator, kama mechuarim drachav, kama mekulkalim ma'asav, oi loy shalom ator, oi la'oviv, oi la'raboi shalem duhu ator, ve'nimco, shem shamayin eschar ha'yodoy. Wherever we go, wherever we stand, whatever we do, whatever we abstain from doing, we need to bear in mind not only the direct results, but the indirect ones as well. And it is part of our responsibility. In a broader sense, Ra'ei Onoichin Oisen Lefneichem, Rabbi Tzilev Alojana, in his introduction to the Nefesh HaChaim, Rabbi Tzila was the son of the great Rabbi Chaim of Elozhin, was the greatest of the Vilna Gaon's disciples. And in the introduction of Rabbi Tzila to the Nefesh HaChaim, which is the fundamental work of Rabbi Chaim of Elozhin, he talks about the greatness of his father, who was a giant. And he writes that his father used to give him musar on a steady basis. You don't care enough for others and you don't feel their pain. So Rabbi Yisrael was one of the greatest Gedolei Yisrael, and we definitely assume that he did care and he did feel their pain. But in the eyes of his great father, that wasn't enough. Now Rabbi Yisrael quotes his father saying, "We have not come to the world for our own sake. We have come to serve, care about others. Not only begashmias, beruchnias as well. Each and every one of us needs to understand we don't live alone, we don't live for ourselves." The Vishnitsa Rebbe, the Imre Chaim, passed away many years ago, and he left two great sons, the Vishnitsa Rebbe in Etzeschon, the Vishnitsa Rebbe in America in Muncie. Both passed away in recent years. When Reb Matala, the Vishnitsa Rebbe from America, started to officiate as a Rebbe when his great father passed away, he came to the Kloisenberg Rebbe, Moiri Verabi, and he was such a tzaddik, he said, "Hasidim start to give me kvitlach, and I don't know what to do with kvitlach. What do I need to have in mind? What kavones do I need to know?" And the Kloisenberg Rebbe said, "There are no special kavanas. When you hear a person crying about his pain, you need to feel it's your pain. You need to feel that the family member he is talking about that is ill is part of your family. And if that is the way you feel, then your brachas will be fulfilled. It's not what you need to bear in mind. It's what you need to feel in your heart." And that is what the Gemara says in Brachas Yud-Beizim in the Beis. We need to daven for the ill, for the desperate, for the sick. V'im talmid chochamu tzorach shiyech la'atzmai olav, shiyech la'atzmo alav. His pain is your pain. His illness is your illness. Famous story about Rabbi Arya Levin. He once went with his wife to a doctor. And the tzaddik Rabbi Arya Levin turns to the doctor and he says, "My wife's foot hurts us." Haregel shela ko'ev lanu. Yes, his pain is your pain. That is the way we all need to feel. Re'ei onoichi noisen lifneichem hayoyim brocho uklolo. None of us lives in his own bubble. We are all part of one great entity. It's like one neshama, the neshama of Klal Yisrael. We are still in the midst of this terrible pandemic. I very much hope that some of the things we came to do and feel will stay with us. I think and I hope that one of the positive aspects of this pandemic is we have come to realize that we all are connected. Our little children wear masks. They are in a very remote danger. Yes, children do carry the virus and transmit the virus to others. But it is extremely rare that children develop severe symptoms. But we teach our children to wear masks to care for Abba and Ima, for father and mother. And father and mother wear masks because they care for Zaidi and Bobby, for Saba and Safta. And we all wear masks because we care for the elderly, for the ill, for those whose health is compromised and they might be in a terrible risk. So we have come to care for each other. We have come to realize that what we do or do not do will affect others. It'll affect their health, it'll affect their well-being. And this goes to Ruchnius as well as Gashmius. So this is the mitzvah of this week's parsha. Re'ei, each and every one of you, each and every individual, Unoichi noisen lifneichem, hayoyim klolo v'brocha. The blessing and the curse, the klolo and the brocha of Klal Yisrael is dependent on you, and it is your call and your responsibility. Yerotzen shiyech elkeinu emohem. That is the way we should feel, that is the way we should act, that is the way we should interact with each other. We should hear besides Tovis Yeshua's Venachomais. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Shabbos Shalom Lekulam. And we should always share besides Tovis.